This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark Rushenkanisen and Noel Lim, 8:37 a.m. Monday, the 27th of July. And in about 10 minutes, we're going to be diving into the state of Sabah's East Malaysian politics with analysis from James Chin, Professor of Asian Studies at the University of Tasmania. But in the meantime, we're talking about the latest 1MDB developments.
And we've got a poll running on Twitter right now. Is the Goldman Sachs 1MDB settlement a good deal for Malaysia? With about 170 votes in, 17% say yes, 56% say no, 27% say I don't know. And this is really on the back of news over the weekend that we saw the settlement between Malaysia and Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, so the settlement between the Malaysian government and Goldman Sachs was aimed at resolving some of the outstanding charges and claims related to transactions the bank arranged for 1MDB. So we're looking at a $3.9 billion settlement in total, including a $2.5 billion cash payment, as well as a guarantee for a full recovery value of at least $1.4 billion in assets that were traceable to the diverted proceeds from three bond transactions.
So Finance Minister Tengku Dato' Sri Zafrul Aziz said that the out-of-court settlement saves the government time, money and resources, as well as for the other side too. Just to put this in perspective, I think we are looking at this 1MDB exposure to Malaysians is $10 billion, or roughly about 40 billion ringgit. And just to put this, you know, in how much this money really cost us, it's about 80 years of our education budget.
Well, that does put it into perspective. So, of course, the question here is, will this deal benefit Malaysians? So joining us on the line to discuss this is P. Gunasegaram, business commentator as well as author of the book, 1MDB, The Scandal That Brought Down the Government. Thanks for holding, Guna. So what do we know about the terms of the settlement?
The first part of it is the cash settlement is only US$2.5 billion. The US$1.4 billion is a guarantee by Goldman Sachs that the total amount which are recovered from monies from the bond issues which were made to 1MDB, that totaling $6.5 billion, that Goldman Sachs is issuing a guarantee that the Malaysian government will collect at least $1.4 billion. So presumably, they would then is to make up for the shortfall, any kind of a shortfall. Yeah. So that's the terms of the deal broadly. The total bonds US$6.5 billion. You know? And former finance minister Lim Guan Eng said that the government was going for a recovery of US$7.5 billion. And also the other important thing is that under the terms of the settlement, all criminal charges against Goldman Sachs will be dropped.
So Pakatan Harapan wanted $7.5 billion. We managed to get only $3.9 billion, but that amount of money may be higher.
Actually, technically, you're getting only $2.5 billion, because if you look at this US$1.4 billion, a lot of the monies are already being recovered by the US Department of Justice, and which has identified that $4.5 billion US dollars was stolen from 1MDB. So they are already in the process of recovering many of the assets which have been stolen. And presumably this search for the assets will extend beyond the US as well. So there is a good chance that the US, at least $1.4 billion will be recovered from this. So which means Goldman Sachs will not have to fork out anything further. That I think is a reasonable thing to assume. In fact, one foreign report estimated that that Goldman Sachs' own calculation may be that there is a 95% chance that more than $1.4 billion will be recovered. So the effective amount that Goldman Sachs pays is US$2.5 billion and not US$3.9 billion.
Okay, so 1MDB essentially cost us, I think, about $10 billion, and not including all that interest cost that's attached to that. Are you satisfied with this deal for Malaysia?
No, certainly not, because I mean the liability arising from the bonds is $6.5 billion, and if you include the interest element, which some bond specialists tell me is about US$3.1 billion over the time period of the bonds, then the total liability amount goes up to US$9.6 billion. You know? So this is 6.5 plus 3.1. So seen in that light, it's really not a great deal because the Goldman Sachs is actually assuming maybe about 26% of the total liability of $9.6 billion. So, and that's a lot of money. $9.6 billion is over ringgit 40 billion. No? So they should have started at $9.6 billion and then perhaps negotiate down from there. And if you assume that this deal would not have, this robbery would not have been able to take place if not for Goldman Sachs, then perhaps you should maybe assume that Goldman Sachs should at least bear half the total liability. So this should come up to closer to US $4.8 billion. Plus, the criminal charges are being dropped, so there should be more punitive damages as a result of that. So one could argue that the entire settlement should be US $5 billion or more to become really good for Malaysia. So why? This isn't a deal which is good for Malaysia, in my view.
Yeah, so it's not good from your point of view. So what do you think might have been challenging? What, you know, why was it challenging for the government to get more? Possible reasons?
That is something that I'm not sure about. You see, because I think they basically had the whole thing, you know, they had Goldman Sachs in this case here. You know, they were charging 17 Goldman employees, both existing and previous, both current as well as previous. So, and but the bargaining power would have been substantially increased if they had actually waited for the whole thing to go to trial. There was no, with some strategies, you should not do a deal in a hurry. And this one, according to the finance minister's statement itself, the whole deal was done in a one-week negotiation. You know, so you're talking about an amount of 40 billion ringgit and more, and you negotiated over a period of 1 week. Surely you should take much more time than that and actually analyze the implications of your deal. You know? So it does not look like enough financial advice was taken over this deal to see whether it was really good.
Raguna, I guess the counter argument to that would be the fact that having money in hand right now, especially given the situation that we're in, the economic climate that we're in as well, it's better to have that money in pocket right now as opposed to going through a long-running and possibly expensive suit. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you see, the thing is, if you go to trial and then when the trial starts and things start coming out and so on, that will put a lot of pressure on Goldman. So you will probably be in a better position then to extract a better deal, you know, rather than to rush into a deal right now. You know? So so the previous AG, Tommy Thomas, had actually put in place all the charges. You know, the charges were already in place for 17 over people. You can actually check to see that in the Attorney General's Chambers website. So why hurry now and maybe get a much more inferior return than you might if you just waited for the trial, you know? So if you look at the I've written an article in Malaysia Kini over this where I provided the link for a Howard document, which basically gives a lot of info on what Goldman Sachs has done as far as the one MDB case is concerned. So it's really quite an interesting document in the sense that there are many allegations made, you know, that the previous CEO, Lloyd Blankfein, for instance, met the former PM, Najib, and he also met Jolo two times and so on. So the there are indications that this deal went right up to the top people in Goldman Sachs, and it was not just some kind of like rogue traders who did the deal. So from that point of view, Malaysia had a very strong case against Goldman, I think.
And so, Guna, for a final question, I mean, the verdict in the first 1MDB trial against Dato' Sri Najib Razak is expected tomorrow. What are your expectations out of this?
I think the evidence indicates that he should be found guilty. Why I say that is this: the movement of funds of ringgit 42 million into Najib's account is confirmed. That was not denied in the trial, from what I read. And Najib's assertion was that he was not aware of these transactions and his account was not being operated by him at that time, which seems a rather weak defense. So most likely, I think he will be convicted, but probably there will be a stay of execution pending appeal. So if he is acquitted, then it indicates that he may well get away with the other cases as well, which is a pretty bleak situation for Malaysia.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Guna. That was P. Gunasekaram, business commentator, and the book that he mentioned. He's author of the book, 1MDB, The Scandal That Brought Down the Government. Now, we're about to head into the 7:30 news bulletin. And up next, we're speaking with Aaron Klatchkin, lead economist at Oxford Economics, on the possibility of recovery over in the US. So that's happening after the 7:30 news. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.